Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Well, now let me turn to my guests who are here this morning from the First Tee of San Juan County program. And Tina Pacheco-White is here, the Executive Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
And you are the new Executive Director, I should mention, because you've only been there for, what, 3 months?
Yes, I'm 3 months on the job.
Very good. Well, congratulations, and it's good to have you here because it's a great program, and we can't wait to hear more about it and learn more about the First Tee program. Also joining are two members of the First Tee program who are here, and that would be Mary Caldwell. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you are how old?
15.
All right. Good morning to you. And also River Smalley's here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you are 17?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you've both been involved with First Tee for about how long, would you say?
7 years.
About seven years. Same for both. Very good. And so, Tina, let me come back to you and give us a quick kind of refresher on what First Tee is and what some of its goals are. And I know it's been around for a number of years here in San Juan County. It takes place out at the Riverview Golf Course in Kirtland.
Well, we actually have multiple locations, Scott. We've been in San Juan County since 2005.
Okay.
We reach just about 9,000 kids in San Juan County every year.
That's a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids. And we do that through our programs in elementary schools. We're in about 19 elementary schools.
Okay.
We are at 3 youth centers, the Farmington Boys and Girls Club. We started up in Aztec at the Boys and Girls Club there, and we have a great program going at Sycamore Park. And then we have our summer programs, which we're located at 5 different golf courses, Cortez, Pinyon Hills, Civitan, and Riverview, and Aztec Golf Course as well. And then we also have programming with Special Olympics and the Juvenile Detention Center.
There you go. So it's not just in Kirtland, then, as I mistakenly said. So you are all over the place, really.
We are all over the place, and that's really one of the great things about the program and the curriculum itself is it can be adapted. It's grounded in the 9 core values that golf really helps reinforce. So kids are able to go out on the golf course and practice things like confidence, perseverance, judgment, courtesy, sportsmanship, and we teach them the skills to apply that to real life. And then that curriculum can be applied to a second grader at Eva B. Stokely in Shiprock or a 17-year-old golfer from Piedra Vista can use those skills, and it's very adaptable. It's a great curriculum.
And that is the part of the First Tee program that I find so great and so fascinating are these core values, because it teaches, along with the sport of golf and some of the things that are involved with learning how to play golf and improving how you play golf, these other core values that these young people can use in everyday life, not just on the golf course.
Sure. And, you know, just teaching kids leadership skills, we teach them how to do that. Our kids have volunteered about 5,000 hours in the community over the past 3 years, and they want to do that. It's important to them. They've learned that through the program. They've built friendships through the program. We've got, you know, 6-year-olds out at the golf course right now just waiting to be like their youth mentors. A lot of our older kids work with the younger kids. So it's just that constant reinforcing and practicing living those 9 core values so that when you need them, you've got that muscle memory to pull from it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so First Tee is open to kids of all ages, really. You've got programs for almost anybody, it sounds like.
Correct. We generally start 6 to 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And summer and year round, pretty much, right?
Primarily summer, and then our school programming and our youth center programming really kicks off in the fall and the winter. We do have some special events. We start in the spring with clubs for kids. We invite kids to come out and learn about golf. We give everybody a golf club. That was a great success this year. We've got our Perseverance Golf Marathon coming up next Monday. That's kind of a fun event where the kids play as many holes as they can in 4 hours. Score doesn't matter. It's just about speed. And
okay.
So that's going to be fun. That's
I'm
a Civitan.
I'm picturing yes. what that's going to look like. And I'm probably wrong, but I'm picturing it and I'm enjoying the picture.
Yeah. And that's going to be, that's a Civitan. And then this year we're starting something new on August 6th. We are going to have our girls golf day. We're going to be working with a lot of the lady golfers here in the community and just give an opportunity for girls to come out that have never played golf before, give them the tools they need to start, have a lot of fun. We're going to have a photo booth. We're going to have games and coaching for everything you need to know, really, to try the game of golf.
Excellent. Well, you're keeping very, very busy.
Yes.
And that's a good thing for the youth of San Juan County, because that's what it's all about. And you brought with you these two outstanding young people today because both of them have achieved some pretty great distinctions with the First Tee program. And I'll talk to both of you in just a moment. But I mean, that's pretty impressive for your program to have two people that are doing these things, right?
It's very impressive. We're so proud of these two. One of the things that the home office of the First Tee offers are national participant opportunities, and it's so they've been selected from over thousands of kids throughout the nation to participate in these opportunities. And so it's great. It's going to be a great experience for them both.
That's terrific. And again, First Tee is just one chapter of hundreds, I would say, of chapters throughout the country, if not the world, right?
Right. There's about 250 chapters internationally, about 15 million kids.
So. All with the same goals and the same mission and
all the nine core values. Everybody's doing the nine core values, whether it's we even have China, Mexico, everywhere. So.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, let me talk to these folks that you brought with you this morning. Mm-hmm. Ladies first. So, Mary, let me talk to you, Mary Caldwell, because you have been selected to take part in the Leadership Academy, right? And that's going to happen just, next week, right?
Yes, that's right.
So what does that mean then? You are heading off to Michigan?
Yes, I'm going to Michigan State for a week-long Leadership Academy.
Right?
Yeah.
And what will you learn, do you think? What have they told you to prepare for?
I know we're going to be doing a lot of golfing.
Well, that's good.
Which makes sense.
Okay.
And there's going to be lectures and seminars about, leadership.
Okay.
About the core values, about how to interact with others.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And so, you go to school where?
Farmington High School.
Farmington High School. And you're going to be in what grade in the fall?
10th.
10th grade. And so do you consider maybe going after some leadership positions in the high school next fall, perhaps? Is that something that you'd like to do?
Not really. I am really focusing in other areas in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be an English teacher when I grow up, so I'm focusing
need more of those.
On those programs.
I look at my Facebook feed and I'm like, oh, I need more English teachers in this country. So good for you. And so with that being said, then what do you hope to bring back from this Leadership Academy? Just some more skills that you can then use to get to that goal of being that English teacher or working your way through the rest of your high school and on to college?
I'd like to learn more about how to positively help people achieve what they want. I would like to be a leader who can positively help others in the community.
Right. Okay. And how do you think you can do that? Do you have any thoughts about that or how you'd like to do it?
Well, I love volunteering with younger kids. So if I can learn how to help them realize their goals, that short-term and long-term, that would be what I would like.
Definitely. Very good. And have you been working with some of the younger First Tee members?
Yes. My two younger brothers are both in the First Tee program, and I help out with their classes.
Nice. And you enjoy that?
Yes.
Enjoy doing that.
Yes,
so
I do.
That's great. And so what did you have to do to be selected to attend this Leadership Academy? Because I imagine it's not open to everybody. There's a selection process, right?
Yes, there is. There were online forms I had to fill out. I had to list the tournaments I've participated in, the volunteer work I've done, and I had to write several short essays about the core values and issues I think concern the young people in today's community.
Okay. And so from that, you were selected.
Yes.
And so how many other folks are going to be there at Michigan State? Do you know how big this group's going to be?
There are 96 teens total.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not very many.
Not really.
So that's a lot of people that you were competing against, I would think, to be part of that 96.
I guess so.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I bet your family and friends are very proud of you for doing this, and can't wait to hear what you learn at the Leadership Academy. So that's going to be next week.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Stand by because I'm going to come back to you, okay? But
okay.
We'll take you off the hot seat for a minute and turn to River Smalley, who is another First Tee participant who has gotten some great honors. And your honor is that you are part of the PGA Tour Champions event, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's going to be taking place at some little golf course no one's ever heard of probably, right?
Pebble Beach, yes.
Pebble Beach, yes, right. And so that's got to be pretty exciting because you are going to be teamed up with a PGA golf professional, right, to play golf with them.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to that. It's going to be great to see what it takes to make it out there because that's my ultimate goal is to make it onto the PGA Tour.
Okay.
So to have an insight into what those guys go through to get to where they are now, being because the nickname for the tour is the Legends of Golf. So to be able to learn from a legend of golf will be really helpful for my journey.
Right. And so tell me about the process to get you here. There was an application, or how did you get selected for this?
It was pretty similar to Mary's selection process. Lots of short essays about issues concerning young people. And then I had to do a really golf-specific section of the application showing that my ability to play out there would be good enough to compete and play with these senior tour members.
I see. Okay. And that's got to be pretty impressive then if you can keep up with these folks. And that course is pretty challenging, let's say.
Yes. I'm looking forward to the challenge of Pebble Beach. It'll be a great week.
And what do you hope to learn from the professional golfers as you're playing with kind of almost side by side with these PGA professionals, right?
I hope to just learn, just soak in as much as I can. Really, I'm going to try and be a sponge while I'm out there and soak up everything that they can tell me about good events to play in as a junior to move forward and then how to ultimately make it farther in golf as far as I can take it.
And you've been playing golf, you were telling me, for a long time, since you could walk probably, right?
Yes, sir. Pretty much as long as I could walk, I've had a plastic golf club or a golf club of some form in my hand.
What is it about golf that you enjoy so much, that you've been doing it for so long? Because some people would say that's a long time for anybody, and you're not that old.
The places that golf can take you are incredible. I mean, I'm getting to go play Pebble Beach here in a couple months, so I've played a lot of great courses traveling for junior events, and I mean, Pebble Beach is definitely a cream of the crop golf course, so just thanks to the game, I mean, it's taken me to some wonderful places.
And let me ask you a little bit about First Tee. What is it about the First Tee program that you've enjoyed so much? What has that taught you, do you think?
The First Tee has really taught me how to communicate with others in a group setting, how to be able to respectfully talk to other people and get a point across. And it's given me insight into a lot of people's lives that I wouldn't have known before. So the First Tee has been very helpful in my journey.
And where do you go to school?
Piedra Vista.
At Piedra Vista. You're going to be a senior?
Yes, sir.
In the fall, class of 2019?
Yes.
All right. There you go. Go Panthers. And so what do you want to do after high school then? What's your next plan?
My plan is to play college golf. I haven't committed anywhere yet, but that's my next move.
Maybe some scholarships out there perhaps?
Yes. That's the plan.
And so you'll be playing college golf, but what about studying? What do you think you'll be studying in college? Golf?
Maybe business, and then there's a thing called the PGM program, which is professional golf management, which I've considered, but I'm hoping to just get a degree that'll kind of I'll be able to obtain playing golf, and I'll be able to use it as I move along.
Gotcha. But you really want to stick with you really love golf. You want to be a professional golfer.
Yes, that's the ultimate goal.
That is pretty clear. So good for you.
Thank you.
That's great. And so with Pebble Beach, I mean, that's a pretty, as I said, challenging course. Do you have any concerns about the conditions out there or anything like that? Or do you think your skills are such that you can handle whatever they throw at you or nature or whatever?
I'm looking forward to the challenge. I think that I can handle it. I just have to trust my game, and I think it'll be a great week.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Mary, let me turn back to you a little bit, okay, about the First Tee program. And talk to me a little bit about your favorite part of First Tee. Is it helping the younger golfers, or is there something additional?
Well, helping the younger golfers is one of my favorite parts. The part I like best is my own class, because I'm with kids who've been with the program for as long as I have. I know them practically as well as I know my own family. They're my best friends, and I look forward to it every day.
Terrific. And which of the 9 core values would you say you identify most with? I'll ask both of you that question, but Mary, let's start with you.
Definitely perseverance.
Why is that? Why would you say that?
Because when I started golf, I was not very good at it. It frustrated me a lot because I'm a perfectionist. I want everything I do to be as good as possible. And so a lot of the time I was tempted to quit, because golf is a sport where there is no such thing as perfect. There is no way to get a perfect score. But I love the sport and I love the people, so I stuck with it. And it's taught me so much. It's made me a better person. And so I think perseverance is incredibly important.
Thank you. Very good. River, same question. What about the core values from First Tee that speaks most to you?
For me, it's confidence. I think confidence is required in everything we do in life, and even more so in golf. You just have to commit to what you want to do and have confidence that you made the right decision.
Even when the ball is going where you didn't really want it to go.
Well, then
you got to see it through, right? Yeah, you got to play where it lands. Isn't that the rule?
And then just have confidence to play the shot that's required.
Right. I am unfortunately familiar with that concept of golf, of playing the ball where it lands. And it's not always on the green, unfortunately, for me anyway. And so that's great. And Tina, let me turn back to you a little bit about the overall program. I mean, to hear these young people talking about these things like perseverance and confidence and a lot of terms that maybe a lot of folks in their peer group aren't as good at or as familiar with, or could really use a little bit of that. That's what First Tee is all about, isn't it?
That is. That's exactly what it's all about. And golf is just our tool. Mm-hmm. And it's a great tool because it's unique in that the skills that you develop in golf kind of mirror that. And, you know, you have to call your own score. You're your own referee in golf. And integrity is a big component of that. And they don't have classes on integrity anymore. And we're hoping that we can fill that void so that whatever sport or whatever role that you're going to take in your school and in your family and the community, that we can just reinforce that with teaching some of those skills.
Definitely. And for these two individuals to, again, be selected for the Leadership Academy, to be selected for the PGA Tour Champions event, that says a lot, reflects back on our community, doesn't it, here in San Juan County?
It does. You know, our program is completely supported by the community, and so we're really proud of the fact that we are able to give these guys this opportunity, and we're even more so proud that they were able to be selected. It's a tribute to, you know, over 10 years of building this program. You know, Tom Yost, he is the programming director now, mm-hmm. and he is gifted in working with these kids and developing programs to have them reach their potential, and a lot of that is definitely kudos to what he's built, and we have big hopes for the future to expand that. So
very exciting. And mm-hmm. so for folks who are listening that maybe think that this would be a great fit for their child or grandchild or niece or nephew, how can they get involved with First Tee? Should they reach out to you?
Yes, please reach out to me. You can find out more information on our website, the First Tee sanjuancounty.org.
Okay.
And I would say if you if you're a girl, come check it out on August 6th. And then we'll have, just keep an eye on our Facebook page. And that's where we put a lot of our upcoming events. And we're going to start pushing those out. If you have First Tee at your school, find out more information about that. And if you don't, contact me and we'll talk about the possibility of getting it there. So.
Okay. But there are programs that are available. As you mentioned, there's programs during the school year in addition to summer programs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. Let me ask a couple questions back to our other guests this morning. And Mary, back to you a little bit about this Leadership Academy in Michigan. And so you're going to be there for about a week, right?
Yes.
And so a lot of golf. Mm-hmm. And is there any type of golf that's your golf hole that's your favorite? Do you have specific likes or dislikes when you're on the course?
I'm not a fan of chipping. I don't like getting onto the green from a short distance.
Okay.
But I really like putting. That's definitely my favorite part of the game.
Okay. Got you. Are you like me? Is your ball like attracted to water? Because that's usually what I find.
If it's along the side of the hole, then it's not. If it's in front of me, then it's probably going to go in.
That's where it goes. I got you. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear at least that you and I have share that in common, but probably not much else about our golfing skills. But what about you, River? What is your favorite part of the game of golf, or a favorite hole, or a not-so-favorite part of a golfing obstruction, obstacle?
I guess I'll just tell you my favorite hole. I mean, I live on San Juan Country Club, and it's one of the best golf courses around. And the 18th hole out there, I've been watching the San Juan Open since I was little, and I've seen some special moments out there. So I don't think there's a better hole than the 18th at San Juan Country Club.
Now describe it for us, because I'm trying to remember, because I've played the Country Club through some very strange occurrences. But for some reason, they invited me out there, and I got to play the golf course, and left it in fairly good repair. But talk to me, describe it for us. Is there a water feature there?
It's a par 3, probably 215, 220 yards, and there's a big pond in front of the green.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a good hole.
It's for you.
Yeah.
Maybe not for some of our other ones, but yeah, okay. And what about other obstacles like sand? How do you get out of there? Or do you never go in the first place?
I do go in there, but just most of the time I can get out pretty well. So
okay. Do you have a favorite club?
Probably driver. I like to let it rip.
Right. And distance. And they're pretty straight?
Most of the time. I hope so.
Right. That's what you want, right? Mary, what about you? Favorite club? Is it the putter?
Yeah. I think putting is really important to having a good score.
Sure.
And I also love how precise it is.
Right. Very true. Hole-in-ones, either of you?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Maybe at Pebble Beach.
No, hey, there you go. That would be exciting. It does happen, though, right?
It does.
It's possible. It's very possible. Well, thank you both for coming in. Tina, let me talk to you just one final time a little bit about First Tee. And again, these are two great representations of the First Tee program and what is possible for young people in San Juan County and folks who are involved from very young to just getting involved a little more recently. But the program can, I guess, deal with anybody, right? Any age?
Yes.
Any golfing ability or none?
Any golfing ability. Like I say, we have programs starting at age 6 all the way up to 18. We have kids that are at the golf course every day. We have kids that only interact with the program during their PE class at school. We have kids that are, going to Sycamore Park to play. So it's very adaptable to what you're able to do. So lots of options.
Very good. And all, I would think, economic levels as well. There's opportunities for folks. Maybe if families can't afford too much, as other opportunities perhaps that you can help with?
Absolutely. We turn nobody away based on financial need. We provide all the equipment if you don't have equipment. We are also educate people and have programs through the golf courses where it's very economical to play, especially with the kids. We have great courses here that are maintained by San Juan County out at Riverview and City of Farmington, here at Pinyon Hills and Civitan, that are great resources to our community. We're very lucky to have the quality of golf courses available. And it's economic. And if you want to try foot golf, there's foot golf out there also. And that could be one way if you want to try it. Anybody can do that if you can walk and kick a soccer ball.
Okay. because that's kind of what foot golf is,
yes.
right? Similar mm-hmm. to soccer.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at Riverview, I think.
Riverview and Civitan.
And Civitan mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
Interesting. Good to know. Well, great. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. Again, for more details, Facebook page, probably the best way to connect with the First Tee program.
We keep that up to date, and that's the First Tee San Juan County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Check out that on Facebook, everybody. And good luck to both of you. River, good luck to you at Pebble Beach.
Thank you.
Let them know what San Juan County is all about, will you?
Will do.
Okay, very good. Mary, good luck to you in Michigan.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to hearing what you learned when you come back.
I look forward to learning it.
Okay, very good. Thank you all very much. Mm-hmm. My guest from the First Tee program of San Juan County right here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment. The time is 8:38. KSJE is supported by Sandstone Productions Outdoor Summer Theater, this summer celebrating 30 years. Enjoy the award-winning musical Mary Poppins every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening from June 21st through August 4th at Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater. Again this year, guests can arrive early to enjoy concessions. Beer and wine are available Fridays and Saturdays. Find out more at farmingtonnm.org/OST. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.